Savamastam Topiva Yasmare Pundarikaksham Sathaya Avyantara Shuchi Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Again Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Om Pavitra Vitrova Sarvavastam Topiva Yasmare Pundarikaksham Sahaya Avyantara Shuchi Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu And last time
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna. So, I'd like to thank Mr. Big Moya Prabhu for a wonderful overview of chanting Hare Krishna, which really is our life. After Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became a convert, he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what's the most important of all devotional activities? And of course, Lord Chaitanya said, chanting Hare Krishna. It's both very easy, and at the same time, it's sublime. As Srila Prabhupada says, which means that it's not so easy. The mantra is easy, there's only three words, but to actually attain this mantra siddhi really requires a lot of work. It's not a part-time job, it's a full-time job. 16 rounds is a minimum, 64 are preferred, 192 you can try the odd occasion, and that really puts things into perspective, puts the 16, it becomes very clear that 16 is really a minimum. And we have Ravi and Mohini making this commitment to our Guru Parampara. And as I said that, I just remembered that we actually have a resolution in the Krishna Consciousness Movement in which devotees say, make a vow, which I guess you can just sort of repeat after me. It's going to be a little ad-lib because I don't have the word for word, but it goes in the following way. It says, I, and then your names.
I, Ravi. Request to take initiation.
From His Holiness Shivaram Swami.
From His Holiness Shivaram Swami.
Into the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Into the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Which is the branch of the Gaudiya Madhava Sampradaya.
Which is the branch of the Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya.
Brahma Gaudiya Madhava Sampradaya, any order. And whose founder Acharya is His Divine Grace Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
And whose founder Acharya is His Divine Grace Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
And whose ultimate authority.
And whose ultimate authority.
Managing authority.
Managing authority.
And there's different interpretations as to what that means. Is the Governing Body Commission.
Is the Governing Body Commission.
And because we're not a personality cult, this Krishna Consciousness Movement is not something that Srila Prabhupada started without a connection to a previous spiritual lineage. It is a continuation of an eternally existing spiritual tradition, Guru Pira Premadana Harinam Sankirtan, which has come down to us through the agency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the spiritual world. And so, as Sri Dhamma Prabhu earlier said, that this initiation is actually a beginning. It's the beginning of taking spiritual life seriously, because you take vows. And you take vows to follow the regulative principles, and as Krupa Murti Prabhu explains, you take a vow to avoid the 10 offenses. And the 10 offenses are something which actually is, or the avoidance of some of that is something that pervades one's entire life, all one's devotional activities, not just chanting japa, not just chanting kirtan. It's not just connected to the holy name, but the holy name is the one who becomes offended because its chanting is the Yuga Dharma, it is the primary devotional activity. So any devotional activity that you perform when one actually commits any of these activities, the holy name becomes offended. And when the holy name is offended, then you lose its mercy. So by the mercy of the holy name, Krishna consciousness movement has spread all over the world, not by the gaps in between the words. That's a really good one. It really shows what real humility is. And as Prabhupada called one of his sannyasis, I won't mention the name, so he was the Dandavat sannyasi. Jai, jai, jai. Prabhupada wasn't always just jai, jai, jai. But in any case, we're taking initiation into this transcendental lineage, which has a very unique feature, personality, in the avatar and the incarnation appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, when he appeared, he placed a vibrancy and a real life to this spiritual tradition by introducing this Yadhyaya Sankirtana Praya, by introducing the Sankirtan movement. Sankirtan meaning the congregational chanting of the holy name, the spraying of the holy name through whatever media you can do it, whether it be the internet, distributing prasadam, transcendental literature, harinam, preaching, talking, wherever it may be. And Lord Chaitanya made this a order. Although we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful, Namo Mahavada Nyaya Krishna Prema Kadayati, he's giving even what Krishna didn't do. But in regards to this Krishna consciousness movement, or in regards to his mission, he's much more emphatic than Krishna. And Krishna spoke the whole Bhagavad Gita and tells Arjuna to teach you see that, like you do whatever you want. Lord Chaitanya, when he says, Amar Agya Guru Hana Tamite, she said, this is my order. Krishna doesn't give any orders. He didn't give any orders to Uddhava, he didn't give any orders to Arjuna. You do whatever you want. I'm telling you what the facts are, and now you can act on them or not. But Lord Chaitanya was different. He said, no, this is my order, that you become Guru, and you take Krishna's Yadadeva Tarikaha, Krishna Upadesh, take Krishna's Upadesh, Krishna's holy name. And so when we take initiation, we're also taking seriously this order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because it's into this Brahma, Madhava, Gaudiya, Sampradaya, if we want to go chronologically, if we want to go in terms of seniority, then it's Gaudiya, Brahma, Madhava, Sampradaya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said something, therefore, in our vows, although in one sense it's unspoken, but chanting a minimum of 16 rounds means I'm taking responsibility for this Krishna consciousness movement. How one fulfills that responsibility will vary from person to person. Someone will be a temple president, someone will be a spiritual master, a congregational preacher, someone will be a pujari, someone will be an actor and a dramatist, and someone will be a book distributor. But then it's my duty, and it's my responsibility. And I remember a long, long, long time back, I was in, it stuck in my mind, I was in, from Montreal, we had gone down to New Orleans to do the Sankirtan in the winter, because in Montreal the weather is quite cold, very cold. And so we went down to New Orleans for the Mardi Gras. And when we were there, I was speaking with one devotee, I can't remember who it was, but he was talking about a recent meeting he'd had with Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj had made this statement. He said, even if everyone leaves this movement, he said, I will never leave Srila Prabhupada. And so that very much stuck with me. Of course, we don't expect that everyone's going to leave this movement. But we take this that this is our responsibility. Actually, it's not a out-of-the-question phenomenon, because we see that everyone left Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakura's movement in one way. And Prabhupada explains what that way is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So they didn't take responsibility for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. But Srila Prabhupada did, and he was the only one. Now other people follow in his footsteps, as are Mahavishnu Swami Maharaj, not the English Mahavishnu Swami Maharaj, but of Indian origin, Gujarati origin. As he wrote to one of those the devotees who came after Srila Prabhupada, what is your plate? You're just like a dog licking Prabhupada's plate. So it's our responsibility, and of course this is one aspect of initiation, is taking responsibility for Srila Prabhupada's movement. Whatever happens, it's my duty. Prabhupada had a vision. What was Prabhupada's vision? What did Prabhupada want? So according to my ability, whatever orders I receive, instructions I receive from my spiritual master, from Vaishnavas, then I have to do that. And I have that duty, that obligation to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it becomes a very integral part of our own Krishna consciousness. Because, and some devotees may attest to that, who've been chanting Hare Krishna for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, it's not easy. Yasya Saharam Vidyavateidam Nagrihamana Harinamadhyaya. So Sutta Goswami says, where are the tears in the eyes? Where is the shivering in the body? Where is the dancing and ecstasy? If it's not happening, then the heart is still steel framed. And why is it steel framed? It's because of offenses. So even though it may be going on, that chanting may be going on for a long time, this movement and devotees need mercy. And they will get mercy and blessings from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by doing just that. Prana, artha, tiyo, hacha. But Krishna says first thing is prana. Give your life. Give your life to Krishna consciousness. Then yes, then other things. Then you can give your words and you can give your wealth and so on. And those are all traditional parts. But in one sense, whether someone is actually grihi vamanetitaki, whether he's a sannyasi or whether he's a grihastha, he's working or so on. So it means that we're actually giving our life to Srila Prabhupada's mission and this Krishna consciousness movement. It's my responsibility. It's not Sri Dharma's, it's not Kripa Moya's, it's not Shivaram Swami's, it's not Pragosh Prabhu's, it's not, I don't know, Tarakanath or someone else. It's my duty. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he kept asking about this Santa Sarasvatitaka, how can I serve you? So this is the real service. So both of these things, apani achari korya prachar, preaching and taking responsibility for the Sankirtan movement and practicing Krishna consciousness without offense, these two things will actually give us the mercy. It will give us the credit. And my godbrother, Mohan Prabhu, he was very sick last year, the year before he was in hospital. Last year. I was in touch with him. And I didn't hear this directly from him, but I heard it from Asasaki, my god sister. She was over the other day, we were talking. And when Mohan was very, very sick, he was in hospital. Then Srila Prabhupada came to him, and now I'm paraphrasing because I can't remember, because I talked to her 2 days ago, so what someone told me 2 days ago, I can't remember verbatim. But Prabhupada said, now's not the time. When the time comes, I'll come for you and I'll take you. So that's what we need. We need that kind of mercy. And Srila Prabhupada told a similar thing to Bhakti Chiru Maharaj, who, although he joined very late in Krishna consciousness, and actually he wasn't a devotee a year before Prabhupada left the world, but because he was from a Vaishnava background, says Prabhupada, how will I know my swarup? How will I know my spiritual identity? So Srila Prabhupada said, don't worry, when the time comes, I'll come and tell you. When the time is right. So we need mercy to invoke the blessings of Srila Prabhupada, of Guru Parampara, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So do both these things, chant Hare Krishna nicely, and also take responsibility for the Krishna consciousness movement. And then when the time comes, then we'll go back and back to Godhead. Because that's Srila Prabhupada's promise. Srila Prabhupada made that promise. There are numerous other Vaishnavas who are sort of incredulous that how people from Western background, non-Vaishnava background, they're going to go back to Godhead in one lifetime. But it's Srila Prabhupada's promise. And not because Prabhupada was just making a promise. He was making a promise based on a particular relationship that Srila Prabhupada had with Krishna. And according to my understanding, an agreement that Srila Prabhupada had made with Krishna. And so, but Prabhupada emphasized both these things, regulated principles in 16 rounds, and take responsibility for the Krishna consciousness movement. Okay, now I'm repeating myself. So let's have all the devotees give their blessings to these two Vaishnavas, Vaishnavi, that they can really be what Srila Prabhupada wanted of, what he expected of devotees to be. Not group people, I mean group people. Yes, group people. People want to came into the picture. That's the kind of Grihastha Srila Prabhupada expected. He expected his Grihasthas to be like that. He didn't really make much difference, distinguish between the Grihasthas and the Sannyasis. Pack up, go somewhere and preach, take responsibility. Shruti Dandam. I'll just briefly tell another, just another really ideal Grihastha. This is an uninitiated devotee, and he has a construction company, employs about 20-25 people, and he contacted Krishna Consciousness last year, and he heard about the Christmas Marathon last year. So he's big, he's very big. Last year I gave him my coat, which was excessively large for him, that Sanjay Gandhi got me, and it was like a it fits like a ring on him. Anyway, he's a big person, very, very nice person, and very jolly. And so when he heard that there was a Christmas marathon, and especially last year was, now last year, I mean by 15, it was the 50th year of Srila Prabhupada's coming, then he decided he was going to go out on book distribution. So he told everyone, folks, you're all getting a 1 month paid holiday. Month of December, we're not working. Everyone go home. I'm moving into the Hare Krishna temple. He moved into the Brahmin Ashram with his wife. Well, she was in the Brahmin Ashram. She was in the Brahmin Ashram. He moved into the ashram. And he went out. He went out 8 to 10 hours a day, every single day of the 30-day marathon. He did it the same this year.
How old is he?
He's got a 14-year-old son. And I guess he's in his 30s, 40s. And so yeah, that's what Srila Prabhupada wanted. That's the kind of things that Srila Prabhupada really, really appreciated. Or last night when I went to Ajit's place. And here are also Vaishnavas who have dedicated their life to making this Krishna consciousness movement, to fighting the Manu campaign, to building the Haveli, giving their time, sacrificing their family life, and obviously also contributing their wealth. In other words, giving their life. So give your life. And then when the time comes, then as per Srila Prabhupada's promise, and everything will happen. Okay, I'm just going on a bit long here. Okay, you got the microphone. And so, brother, would you like to come up? And, well, it would be nice to be able to offer obeisance to Srila Prabhupada.
Yes. But,
maybe you can just
we can
go there?
Yes.
Or do it from...
But, I think you can both make your way there.
Okay, maybe you can both go there.
Okay, we can, and then pay obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, and then to the deities, and then come back up here.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Okay. Please say the vows.
I've vowed to follow the four Ayurvedic principles, namely no meat eating, fish or eggs, no intoxication, no gambling and no illicit sex. I vow to chant a minimum of 16 rounds and read and study Srila Prabhupada's books daily.
Hare Krishna. Some years back, quite a few years back, I was going to initiate one devotee, and at that time her name was Hina Oliver, and she came to me and she says, what do you think of this name, if you call me Hare Krishna Dasi? That was the first time a disciple had told me what her name was. considering what the name was, I couldn't really argue against it. So that's what she's called, Hare Krishna Devi Dasi. Now this happened a second time. Anyway, this is a nice name. So, yeah, his name is name of Radha and Krishna, Prabhupada's family deities. Prabhupada said these are family deities. The name is Radha Damodar Das. Become a habit amongst okay. What happened to the amount?
I vowed to follow the four ethical principles. So no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication, and no meat eating, and I vowed to chant a minimum of 16 rounds of Mahamantra every day.
She didn't suggest a name. Anyway, but her name is Mohini Devi Dasi, which is a very beautiful name. Mohini is an incarnation of Lord Krishna. And we're followers of Krishna, Radha Krishna. Particularly, we're followers of Srimati Radharani, that we follow Krishna through Srimati Radharani. So then it's three words that Ravi suggested. Just add a little. Change it, but add a little. So then it would be nice if it was named and reflected the name of Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani is a Braja Mohini. She's the Mohini of Vrindavan. Is that all right?